This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. This week, I'm joined by Esther Moberly and Ashley Bryant-Cheney, and they are here today to talk about UK's recycling program and other exciting recycling initiatives that they are currently making happen around campus. So guys, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
So could each of you all introduce yourself real quick, just like who you are, like just a little bit about yourselves and where you, how you fit in with UK.
Sure. I'm Esther Moberly. I have been at the university for 2 years, and I am the Waste, Recycling, and Trucking Department Manager. So under my department, the recycling program and the operations, the daily operations of the program
for the whole university, is under my responsibilities.
Okay, awesome. I'm sorry, I messed up the microphone. Could you just say your name one more time?
Sure, it's Esther Moberly.
Okay, thank you. Now everyone knows who's talking.
Okay, now. And I'm Ashley Bryant-Cheney. I'm the program specialist and volunteer coordinator at Bluegrass Green Source. So I work on a lot of education and outreach and different programs, and we're working with UK this year to increase recycling, especially in the residence halls.
Okay, sweet. So I guess to just hop right on in, Esther, what does UK's recycling program look like right now?
Well, we have a varied recycling program. Most students only see a little part of it, which is the all-in-one blue containers that we have throughout campus. You see them in the hallways, in some classrooms, but also outside, all the outdoor containers that you see, a black and a blue one. The blue one is an all-in-one. You'll see two dumpsters behind a building. One is for recycling, one is for landfill waste. So that is the program that we call the all-in-one, where you can put all recyclable materials that go to the Lexington Recycling Center all in there, mixed in. But then the program itself also has, we do confidential paper recycling, we do metal scrap recycling, we do some cardboard as a stream by itself. We do quite a bit of with the hospital with blue wrap and batteries and fans and plastic film. And then we also do a lot with surplus, helping them recycle electronic waste and universal waste like light bulbs and batteries. So there's a lot that happens that the students don't really see. But the thing that they do see is the all blue all-in-one.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that we did all of that behind the scenes.
We do a lot more, yes.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. And one thing, yeah, like along with that is like people, I myself included, get confused on like what plastics you can and cannot recycle, especially with the numbers. So I didn't know if like UK had anything specifically or just like Lexington in general.
Since we take our stuff to the Lexington Recycling Center, we follow what the Lexington Recycling Center accepts. But the confusion has to do a lot with, because recycling is tends to be regional or localized. So some people might come here from Louisville, and in Louisville they have a program where they accept all 1-7s. Here we don't.
Okay.
So that's what's confusing.
Yeah, it's like just like based on where you end up.
Right, and based on what the recycling center can sell to companies that will make something with it. So here in UK and in Lexington, basically the plastics that they accept is what we call is plastic bottles and jugs. That's the only two things. So 1 and 2s with a small mouth and a larger body. So water bottles, soda bottles, milk and juice jugs, laundry detergent, fabric softener, bleach bottles, those kind of things. Bottles and jugs only.
Okay. So if someone did have other plastics, they could not do it here.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Good to know. Good to know. Definitely
the wrong thing. Definitely no styrofoam and no cups.
Okay. Yeah. What would happen if, like, you did put, like, what does happen if you do put styrofoam in the recycle bin?
So when it gets to the recycling center, they put it through a line that has machines and people sorting. So in the machines and the people basically pull out what's recyclable, what they accept, and anything that is not stays on the line goes to a compactor, and then that compactor gets sent to the landfill.
Okay.
So eventually it gets thrown away. It's just, it creates more work, but it will be thrown away.
Okay, yeah, I did not know that. I never knew if it just got, like, automatically mixed in or, like, you just get sorted out.
No, it gets sorted out.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of hype around recycling now because people, like, realize how beneficial it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering if you could explain some of those benefits.
Sure. So one is, you know, by recycling, you're sending less material to the landfill. And that in itself is, you know, you need less space. People don't realize that when you throw something away, away is an actual place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a landfill where you bury things and then it stays there for many, 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 many years. So it's a better use of our resources. So like a can, an aluminum can be recycled over and over and over with instead of having to mine new natural resources out of earth. Instead, we're just reusing the resources.
Yeah.
And another, it usually takes less energy and sometimes less pollution to create a can out of recycled aluminum than from a virgin material out of the land. So that's a benefit. One that many people don't think of or realize is that recycling does support and help jobs in the economy. If you think about it, at the landfill, you just have a few people that operate, and then you just bury it, and nothing else happens to it. With recycling, you have the people at the recycling center, and then all those materials go to a manufacturer companies that will actually make things to it. So we have figured out there's at least 700 to 1,000 jobs that are supported through materials that are sent to the recycling center here in Kentucky. There's even more if you look outside of Kentucky. But just by recycling, you're supporting jobs in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's awesome. That really creates like that really beneficial closed-loop economy.
Right.
So that way it just doesn't like go somewhere and then it's over. Like it just keeps cycling.
Right. Yeah. People just think, oh, that's just trash. No, actually it has something of value that does help people.
Yeah, definitely. And then you all said that there's like a program going on right now where you're trying to increase recycling in the residence halls, correct?
Yeah, I'll let Ashley tell them about them.
So we're working in Hagen and Johnson and Donovan right now to kind of increase the recycling going on in those residence halls. So I think some of the barriers to students recycling in the residence hall is, one, the convenience, and then two, knowing what to put in their bin.
Yeah.
Because I think there's two kind of students out there. One, they don't know what to put in the bin, so they just put everything in the trash.
Yeah.
Or two, they don't know what to put in the bin, so they just put everything in the recycling. And that creates a high level of contamination, which does create extra work at the recycling center, but can also contaminate good recyclables. So if, for instance, you had a soda can that was not completely empty, but you put it in the recycling bin, not knowing that you needed to empty it all the way, you could then contaminate all the paper that you also put in the bin, therefore making it not usable and not recyclable. So I think increasing student knowledge about what does go in the recycling bin is something that we're really trying to do. And then just give students that extra push to keep recycling, because sometimes students will do it, but then it gets to the end of the semester and they don't want to carry two different containers to the compactors. So that just constant reminder that, yes, this little step that you're taking, this little extra bin to the compactor does really make a big difference, not just at UK, but also around Central Kentucky, both with economics and with our environmental impact.
Awesome. And so, like, what are some of those ways that you're trying to, like, show people or, like, encourage people to recycle more? Like, do you have, like, specific tactics that you're trying to make happen at the dorms?
So one of the things that we've been doing is just putting reminders up. So we have different flyers that we've created that are being hung around those residence halls, as well as some door hangers that are going out to remind residents to recycle. And then we're measuring how well we're doing with waste audits. Mm-hmm. So kind of randomly, I've been collecting people's trash and recycling.
Yeah.
And then we're weighing it, and we're looking at those contamination rates, how much recycling's in the trash, how much trash is in the recycling, weighing all of that, and then seeing what improvements can be made in those residence halls. And really, a lot of students are doing a great job recycling. Mm-hmm. It's just some students aren't recycling at all. They're coming to the compactors with one bag, and we're trying to encourage a change in that behavior.
Mm-hmm. I know, because I was in the dorms last year, and like a lot of people were talking about how they're like, oh, that's great that there's recycle bins in every dorm room, but they're like, but I forgot to bring a trash can, so I just use the recycle bin as a trash can. And I'm like, come on, guys, like, you can do it. You just gotta recycle. It's okay. So I think, yeah, it's definitely like people are trying. But there's just like sometimes,
yeah,
like, what
I think sometimes people
push.
Just need a reminder.
Yeah.
You know, this is important. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about it.
Yeah.
Make it an everyday habit and find out what does go in the bin. If you're unsure, that's one of the reasons we've been doing the door hangers. It has on the back everything that does go in the bin. And then we're making some flyers that remind people of those things that do go in the blue bin.
Yeah, that's awesome. So just people are constantly aware
of
what they can do.
But, you know, trying to be a little fun prompt, not too obnoxious, just kind of, hey, don't
just
forget to recycle.
Hey,
yeah,
just, we're here. Please recycle. Like, really, like, smiley
so
face.
So we're hoping that if it goes well and we see good results, then we'll like to expand it to all the residence halls. Because the residence halls, you know, the population there changes every year.
Yeah.
So we have to keep it up and remind everybody every year and kind of retrain or
right. And people are coming from, I mean, recycling is localized.
Mm-hmm.
So people are coming from all over the country or other countries where recycling may be completely different.
Yeah.
So for some people, they may have come from a place where, you know, it's plastics 1 through 7s and no glass.
Yeah.
Well, here we have glass, but it's not plastics 1 through 7. It's bottles and jugs. So, I mean, and some places have, you can do plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Here, no plastic bags. So it really does completely change based on where you're at and where you're coming from. And so I think that education piece is really important.
Yeah, definitely. And that fits into Bluegrass Green Source, correct? Like, is that like...
That's what we do we do environmental education, and it's all kind of based on those small changes in your everyday life that can make a big impact in the environment. And of course, recycling is one of those. We use things every day that can go into the recycling bin, and eliminating that waste stream is a really small step, but does make a really big impact in not just the environment, but also in our community and in the economics and the jobs that are around waste management in Kentucky.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we are actually going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Hello, we're back, and thank you for continuing to tune into Green Talks here on WRFL Lexington. And once again, we're here today with Esther and Ashley, and they're talking about UK's recycling program. And so I guess to just hop right back in, Ashley, so you are from Bluegrass Green Source, which is an environmental educational agency. And so I'm just wondering, what are some other educational opportunities that you all do or provide for the community?
So we work with K through 12 education, college students, and adults, and we have different areas that we work in. So it's all about your personal behavior and how you can make changes in your own life. So we work a lot with recycling because obviously that's an everyday thing that you can change. We work a lot with litter and changing people's perspective of litter and how they might throw something out the window when they're not supposed to, and changing the way they think about that, as well as water quality, energy conservation. So really is all those kind of things that are everyday things but add up to make a big impact.
Definitely.
And so I, as volunteer coordinator, you know, I offer a lot of volunteer activities, and we've had a lot of volunteers from UK, sororities and fraternities and different clubs come out and help us. We've even had professors and different staff members come out and volunteer with us. And we have lots of volunteer activities all throughout the year around those different educational opportunities.
Okay. And if people were interested in getting involved, do you have information on your website? Or?
So they can either go to our Facebook page, which has a lot of the big events. So if you're just looking for like a one-time come out and help, maybe with painting storm drains or planting trees or cleaning up litter, Facebook is the easiest place to find us. But if you want to be a long-term volunteer or maybe get an internship, and we have paid and unpaid internships, then you go to our website, and that will have all the information under the volunteer tab.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's really like a wide range of ways you can get involved, which is really nice. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We have tons of projects going on all the time.
Yeah. Exciting. Good. Awesome. And so this is kind of just a little bit of a switch of subject, but it is America Recycle Day, or is it just the month?
Well, it's really in November 15th, but we celebrated the whole month.
Why not? I like it. Yeah, make a month out of it. So can you just explain what this is?
Sure. It's a celebration that is sponsored by Keep America Beautiful, and it's a way to increase awareness about recycling and to get, there was a national effort to get people to pledge to recycle and basically promote that kind of behavior. Here at UK, we use it as a way just to create awareness and something fun and exciting to do about recycling. So that I don't do... We did some events on November 15th itself, but I just try to celebrate the whole month and just use it as a way to create a buzz and do some fun things with it.
Yeah, and so you all are having a tabling event on Thursday, correct, for it?
Yes, in front of Mining and Minerals from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, and that's tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
And we will have, we're doing a pledge drive. So if a student is interested, all they have to do is take their picture with the I Recycle Blue pledge letters and then either post it on social media or just by taking the picture, they're saying that they're pledging to recycle.
Awesome. Nice.
Recycle Blue. And then we'll have T-shirts to pass around.
Okay,
so
cool.
They can also do it online if they want to at our recycleblue.eky.edu website, if they can get there. But so we even got the Wildcat to pledge. He was the first one to do
heck
it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, of course.
Yes. And so the people tabling at those, don't you all have recycling interns as well?
Yes. Yeah, we have, right now we have one intern. And she's working on a program and trying to do like a thrift shop or swap for students, especially for clothing and household items.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing them away, you know, maybe swap them between instead of, so it's a way to reduce waste.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's like a thrift shop idea, just so it's, once again, that circular closed loop, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's different too. Like, you don't typically think of that idea when you think of recycling, but really it fits right in, which is
right.
Cool.
And especially for students who live off campus. On campus, we try to do donation stations, especially during move-out time. And so we give them opportunities right there in the lobbies to donate and not throw away. But people who live off campus or, you know, you gain weight and lost weight and you have all the stuff that you want to get rid of, but you don't want to throw it away. This is a chance to maybe swap out with somebody and get new stuff, exciting new stuff to you and, you know, and not throw it away.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that really fits into the idea of like how we can move towards being like having less waste.
Right.
Moving towards like a zero waste.
Right.
So I didn't know if like you all had any insight on how we could become less wasteful or if you have just any like practices that people could do.
Sure. I mean, there's lots of little stuff. So carrying a water bottle instead of using a kind of a throwaway thing, buying in a bigger container and not buying the small packages, all those, you think about all those individually wrapped little containers.
Yeah.
And that goes for those reusable water bottles or reusable coffee mugs. I mean, if you go to Starbucks, you can hand your reusable mug instead of getting a paper cup, which is not recyclable. That's a really small thing that kind of we every day we're going to be drinking some kind of liquid. So having that in a reusable container and then using canvas bags instead of plastic bags. Yeah, of course, those little things that you hear all the time, but it's just putting them into practice and then donating your items, especially at the end of the semester when you may be like moving in with a new roommate or moving to a different room and you have a bunch of stuff and you think, I bought this, I don't really want it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just throwing it away, kind of the easy, need to get rid of it, finding a place to donate it or someone to give it to who can actually use it.
Yeah, a lot of it starts at when you're buying, like right at the store when you're buying. So things like, you know, you go to a fast food place and they give you a bag for something you're going to go 10 seconds later, sit down and take out of the bag. And then so that one time use that 10 seconds, you know, just say no thank you, don't accept the bag. Mm-hmm. Here at university, at the dining facilities, they have takeout containers that you can buy and reuse instead of reusing or getting styrofoam kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So those, but it's all a practice. It's when you're right there at the store or where you're shopping or at the dining, you know, it's where you make the decision.
Yeah, it can become like habitual too, which would be helpful.
Right, right.
Like come to a point where like you don't even have to think about it.
Well, and here, you know, the students do it all the time, and with books, they sell their books back.
Yeah,
That is a perfect example of some way to reuse instead of throw it away.
Yeah. And I feel like it's so simple, too, just, like, reusing your items or, like, making those simple decisions, too, to, like, help the entire problem with climate change because, you know, there's constantly waste being produced. But I feel like just recycling and, you know, the classic reduce, reuse, recycle is just a really effective and simple way that everyone can make a difference.
Yeah.
Which sounds cliche, but
no,
it's
I agree. Some people are also going and, you know, starting to buy things that are better quality so they last longer and they're not a one-time use kind of item. So, or repairing things instead of throwing away. If you, the hem of your pants, you know, just hem it or take it somewhere to hem it instead of throwing away. Just simple things like that that it could make a big difference.
Awesome. Yeah. And so if someone like on campus or listening was really interested in getting involved with more recycling, they could go to Bluegrass Green Source. Or also, is there like anything with UK specifically that they could like reach out to you for? Or
yeah, we have our website, recycleblue.uky.edu. We also have our Facebook, and then we have an email address called recycle@uky.edu. So any questions, if they are interested in having one of us come and speak to their group, like an association. We've had quite a few sororities ask us to help them set up recycling at their houses, at their dorm or the department, or get an activity to, you know, help people even do a waste audit. Those are always fun because you always, if you ask someone, they always say that they recycled and they're great recyclers because nobody wants to speak bad about the things we do. But in reality, sometimes it's not as, they don't recycle as well. Or so doing a waste audit is usually pretty eye-opening.
And, and like puts it into perspective.
Right, like. Right. So things like that, that we can definitely help them with and do. Or if they were, you know, if they had a project or an idea, I have plenty of students all the time ask, you know, come up with ideas or they see something that has been wasteful on campus. I welcome those ideas. And many times we adopt them and make them part of our operation. So
awesome.
Absolutely. We give me a challenge. I'm glad to take it.
Sweet. So do either of you all have any like closing remarks or anything about recycling or just anything in general?
Go ahead.
I just think that students make it a habit to recycle, then we could definitely improve recycling rates on UK campus. And if you have questions about recycling, we will have our tabling event that you can come and ask those questions. I'll be there. There'll be a recycling intern there as well to give away T-shirts and ask questions and answer anything that you think of that might be on your mind about recycling.
Well, in the next few years, the university is starting to look more at making a bigger impact and having a bigger goal of increase our recycling significantly and reduce the amount of waste that we're sending to the landfill. So you'll be hearing more and more from us about and asking students to get involved and to give input and to maybe change some of their small behaviors that will help make a big impact.
Okay, awesome. And one more time, where and when is the tabling event?
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in front of the Mining and Minerals Building right there on Rose Street on the walkway that goes to the library.
Okay, awesome.
You'll see the big letters. You will not be able to miss it.
Yeah, we'll miss it. Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on here, guys. It's been great.
Thanks for having us.
So for just a few closing announcements, the 7th Annual Sustainability Forum is next Wednesday, December 6th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that will be at the Boone Center. And it will feature the 2017 Sustainability Challenge Grant projects, which many of those have been featured on this show. And there will also be other poster presentations from research focused on environmental issues. And you can stay up to date with the Student Sustainability Council by going on our website, or you can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. And so once again, this has been your host, Sophie. And as always, thanks for listening to Green Talks.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.